Welcome to new and very fresh, unscripted episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. Today it sounds more like the cry point of podcasts, because I've been crying in like intervals throughout the day, which is pretty ridiculous. But I remembered that a lot of people liked the episode that I was really thoughtful in, episode number 5. Where I talked about how I wasn't feeling my best, and I suppose that whoever listens to that episode or episodes like that is not really interested in hearing another person suffer, I hope, but rather in getting an insight into real emotions that we all go through at some point. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to share this with you very quickly. I told you in that episode that I cry very seldomly, and it's true. I'm actually nowadays quite emotionally stable. But if I think about it on a deeper level, that's probably because I tend to suppress my emotions. And I think a lot of people can relate to that because we're so used to functioning in our everyday lives. We're so used to being productive and fulfilling expectations that we don't allow ourselves to really feel what's going on inside of us. Because if we did, and if we let that discomfort come to the surface, we might actually not be able to perform as well, or to keep the sense of integrity that we have built. So let me tell you about why I've been crying. You know, sometimes we encounter people and situations in our lives that we did not expect, and they somehow trigger something inside of us, not necessarily in a negative way, but in a profound way, I guess. And I guess that happened to me. And I've had my fair share of, you know, self-pity today, thinking of all the things I've encountered throughout my life, all the experiences I made and the ones I left out. So far. And you know, somehow I reached the point today that I just started wondering, why me? Seriously. Why did I have to go through bullshit since what feels like forever? You know, I've always had like health issues on all levels, and it gets on your nerves. It really does. And in those moments, I just try to think back of the times I felt really bad, like that time I could not even digest food properly, and where my stomach hurt all the time, or the time a little more than a year ago that I had a complete mental breakdown and was basically unable to do anything. And I talked to my mom today, and I kind of remembered a lot of things that I thought while I was basically in that time of crisis, and it was insane, totally insane. And then again, if you have any autoimmune issues or inflammatory conditions, or if you're lucky, like me, both, you know what it feels like when your body is constantly stressed and you're tense and you can't really relax and have fun like other people. And I mean, that's the reason I called this episode Funless Bunny. Funless, because I think that's really what probably gets to me the most, you know, that I just don't feel like I can have fun and like I truly, truly enjoy the things I do. I don't really enjoy creating anymore, and that's really sad. And other than that, I have never been great at having fun doing things that other people find normal. So, kind of feels like my life is empty. Like, there's nothing really that brings me joy at this point. It's not necessarily true, but I kind of felt that way throughout the day. And, you know, the bunny part of this episode's name is actually because, I don't know if you knew this, but there's this saying, or how do you describe it? It's probably a little superstitious, but I actually learned about this while I lived in the US, and there are different versions of it, but basically, when you go to sleep on the last day of the old month, you're supposed to say, rabbit, rabbit, and when you wake up the next day and it's the new month, you're supposed to say bunny bunny. And that's supposed to give you kind of good luck for the rest of the month. And I just kind of remembered it because it's June 1st today. And I thought it's kind of a great opportunity to reference that. Wow. I think if I listen back to this episode while editing, I'm going to be shocked at the level of euphoria that I'm exuding right now. But, you know, that's part of life, and I don't really have anything to share with you other than those are just fleeting emotions. Don't ever blame yourself for feeling anything. I've been there, you know. I've been through times where I was completely emotionally numb. I'm not saying that that's healthy. It was actually quite literally a very severe case of high functional depression. And those are the moments when you just mechanically do the things that you're supposed to do, but you don't really feel anything and you don't feel attached to yourself. And I've had moments of dissociation and feeling emotionally dead quite recently. And let me tell you this, you're not supposed to feel that way. And if you do, try to find the reason and change that. But I think I've hit the point in my life, and that's why I'm struggling, at which I can only move forward and really, really evolve on a deeper level. And that entails being happy, truly happy, and feeling free and relaxed and like I'm enjoying myself. If I learn to stop overthinking, because I am the type of person who thinks everything through very thoroughly, and I try to solve every difficulty I encounter with my head, basically. And sometimes, especially when it comes to having fun and enjoying yourself, your head is not going to be helpful at all. So I guess that's something I can't really say I'm working on, because that would be quite the opposite of having fun. So I guess it's something I have yet to let into my life. And I don't think I'll be a funless bunny forever. I think we were all born to play and to have fun and to be really excited and feel all the feels. So I guess better times are on their way. Now, just a thought for the end of this episode. I think everything in life is a choice. You have the choice to decide to feel things, to say things, to do things, to think things. You have the choice to let things go, and you also have the choice to let things into your life and to make room for new experiences, new people, new situations, new feelings, new whatever it is that you are desiring. And I hope that you have the strength and the willingness and the courage above all to really dive deep into the things that you truly desire and that you really want. And there's a sentence I wrote down the other day, and it's really important. It's this question: what does my soul need? It may seem kind of weird, but if we see our soul as our innermost being and who we really, really are, then I dare you to think about what the true you really needs and what you really want in your life. And if it's not what you have right now, then don't cry multiple times during one day like I did. I mean, if it's not what you have right now, then that's not a bad thing. You know, everything in life happens for a reason, and everything you've done so far has brought you to where you are right now and has made you the person you are today. So be thankful for every single experience and everything that you did and everything that you didn't do. It'll all make sense in the end. And at some point in your life, you'll be able to connect the dots. So feel what you have to feel. Don't suppress your emotions, let them out. And know that better times will come. If you are feeling down, then an upswing is just around the corner. So hang in there, and if you want to listen to some music, for some reason I was really, really obsessed by Kings of Leon the other day. I really like a lot of their music they released about 10 years ago. I know it's a long time ago, but still, I think I almost own every single album that they ever released, except for the new one because it's not really sold, to be honest. But if you want to listen to a whole record, my recommendation is Come Around Sundown from 2010. It's really great. I like pretty much all of the songs. My favorites would be Pony Up and Pickup Truck. And I think there's a song for every mood on there, which I really like. It's very diverse, but very, very much that OG Kings of Leon style, which I really like. I think I like it just as much as I like Only by the Night, which was the record they released before that in 2008, with Notion, Sex on Fire, and Use Somebody on there, which are pretty much the most well-known songs that they ever released. They were really their breakthrough. So that's what I listened to the other day. I really liked that. Today I didn't listen to music, which was maybe, potentially, good because it didn't make me sadder, but kind of bad because it could have uplifted my mood. So what can I say to end this off? Next episode is going to be a lot cooler and I hope a little funnier and more positive. So hang in there and I hope you're feeling great. And I hope that this little insight into my dark moments was at least remotely entertaining. I'll catch you soon. Bye.